We've got Anna Richards from the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber, not Chamber of Commerce, NAACP here in the studio joining us to talk about ongoing events. Anna, how are you?
Doing great on this nice sunny day. And our big event is coming up this Friday. We are sold out.
Nice.
Yeah, we have over 300 folks.
This is the banquet, right? We've talked about this. Yeah.
This is our annual fundraiser, which is our NAACP Freedom Fund banquet.
Cool.
And we have Rick Glazier from the North Carolina Justice Center who's coming, and his general conversation is going to be the battle for civil rights in the Trump era. So given that topic, I think it'll be an interesting evening. And we've got a really great lineup. We've got a group called the Fruits of Labor, which a lot of people may have heard around town, who are going to provide us some musical entertainment as well, going to present some awards and recognition to some of our justice heroes in town. So should be a great evening. It's at the Sheraton, Chapel Hill, and starts at 6 o'clock. And again, we're looking to hopefully get some insight into the resistance here and how we must continue this battle for civil rights in the Trump era.
And there's a lot going on the national level. There's also a lot going on the state level. And I know Reverend Barber and national NAACP officials were planning, and I think still are planning, the economic boycott of North Carolina.
Absolutely.
Is that affected at all by what's happened in the last week?
Well, what's happened in the last week is kind of like folding with I'm not a gambler, so I get these terms mixed up. But when you've got all the cards in your hand and
you
then
fold.
You decide to fold.
Yeah. Sorry. We'll pause for station identification while the cell phone. My cell phone went off right before. I was texting back and forth with Brian Chakos because he had almost exactly called the final score of the game 8 hours in advance yesterday on the air. So I was texting him congratulations, and he texted me back at 2:55, and thank goodness he did, because my cell phone will just randomly decide to shut the vibrate mode off and just start making sounds again. So I'm like, oh crap, I gotta turn it off.
Sorry about that.
No, that was fine. That was fine. So,
but you know,
but having all the cards and then folding.
And so it makes no difference. And the NAACP state conference led by Reverend Barber did come out with a statement along with Equality North Carolina and some other groups saying that no one should have the ability to legislate your civil rights. And so to do that, really disappointing that the governor took that position.
Yeah.
It's very disappointing.
And the boycott isn't just, I mean, it's partly to do with HB 2 and now HB 142, but that was just the beginning, right?
Right.
I mean, there was also voting rights and gerrymandering
exactly.
and a whole bunch of things that the General Assembly has done. And another court ruling from District Judge Catherine Eagles just this week, I think it was
yesterday.
That struck down the General Assembly's attempt to redistrict Greensboro to get more Republicans in office. That was a violation of the Equal Protection Clause in a whole bunch of different ways, according to her ruling.
Yes. And so we have a lot of national issues, but one of the things we're really focused on is our local scene, and our state in particular has a dubious distinction in a number of ways, and leading the nation in unlawful gerrymandering and suppression of voter rights is not really what we want to be. Being number one in basketball is one thing, but we really don't want to be number one in some of these other areas. And unfortunately, the spotlight is on North Carolina, and it will continue as long as we continue this really backward slide to an era that isn't something we want to repeat.
Yeah, and it's one thing, you know, and I was saying this last hour, that sports and basketball and things like that have that great great opportunity for everyone to come together and share in a common purpose, but you can't, and I'm sitting here now with my national championship shirt on, which I did finally procure earlier this afternoon, thanks to the station, but you can't let the celebration over basketball and, oh, we're number one, we're number one, right, obscure the really hard conversations that have to keep going.
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. And our hope is that, frankly, that the NCAA looks at this latest bill for what it is, which is a continuation of discrimination against folks and abridgment of civil rights. And so we hope that the boycott continues, and it's, you know, it does hurt to some extent, but I think we need to take a stand, and we're hoping that the community continues to stand with us.
Anna Richards here from the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP, and again, you can find out more online at the WordPress site, which I'm pulling up right now, Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP.wordpress.com, to find out more. So the we got to let you go in a second, but the banquet is sold out for this Friday. So if people want tickets, they can't get them. But how can people support the mission and get involved in other ways?
I think going to our website, we now have a Twitter account, so they can follow us on Twitter as well as Facebook. We are going forward in the near future with a couple items. One, we're working with Representative Insko on a town hall meeting that we're going to be helping plan in the month of May. In addition to that, we're putting together what we're calling an old-fashioned teach-in on the Confederate flag for the town. And we want people to come out and talk about that and really get a better understanding of why that is not a First Amendment issue and really goes to the core of again, that history we don't want to relive. So we've got other things coming up, and hope that people go to the website. We meet the first Saturday of every month at Rogers Road Community Center at 1 p.m., and we invite interested parties to come join with us.
All right, Chapel Hill Carrboro, NAACP.wordpress.com is the website, or just Google Chapel Hill NAACP. It'll come right up. Anna Richards, thank you so much.
Thanks.